We would like to speak to you a bit about getting lost in the storm. You are living in stormy times now, as you all know. And in every part of what you are hearing and seeing, someone is saying, this is the most important thing. You must be in response to this. You must do this. If you are a good person, you will do this. And we understand why that exists, because people, for the most part, are trying to pull us as a group into a better way of doing things. The problem is, because we all have individual paths, we may not get to the better way in the same way, not even in the same time. So while we can respond positively every time we see an opportunity to do that, it is not all happening the same way for all of us at the same time. Now, this can be very confusing when you are a good person, because you would like to join the right tribe, the right party, the right something. And what we have to tell you is that not that there is not righteousness in tribes, in parties, in places, but it is not always in the same place for you. There are some people who are drawn, for instance, to donate to candidates they respect and who hold ideals like their own, which is a wonderful thing. There are others who are saying, it is more important to me to work for those values, to incorporate those values in myself, and to encourage them in other people. There are others who will say, there are fine values here. I want to write about them. I want to express them. I want to make them visible to the world. None of those things are wrong. And so be careful that you are not overly involved with the people who are pointing the fingers, because you are not supporting righteousness in the same way that they do. And you are in a time now when that is a very real danger. The other thing too that promotes, which is very difficult for us, is that when someone comes at you and says, why have you not supported righteousness in the way that I support righteousness? Then you are going to have to defend, aren't you? Or go to war, or try to explain yourself. Here is the place where we encourage you not to do any of that. If someone makes an unreasonable demand, and you use the power of silence, that will drop away because you have not entered the game. So when we are in these times, and we will be in these times for a while, they are quite tumultuous. Do not stop working for the right thing, the righteous thing, but it must be in your way. It must be in the way that you are called to do it. Some of you are artists, and you may be called to do that in the artist way. Some of you are teachers, and you may be called to do it in the teacher's way. Some of you who, what shall we say, perhaps inherit money. And if you do, feel free to do it in the financial way. But know that on your path, you must choose what is righteous and the way in which you want to support it. And you cannot let someone else tell you how to do that, because it will not hold. You might do it for a while, but you will not be able to hold on to it. We have been driven to our own individuality in order to honor our own path. Every path, every single path, is a part of what is needed now on the earth. If we honor it, honor ourselves on that path, express what is good, what is righteous in the way that we were intended to do that, then we have a whole circle of what is right. And it makes a power for the force of right. So do not diminish what you know about yourself, what you know about your path, and especially what you know about your gifts. So we are going to take a few moments and speak about this together. In this teaching, as in all the teachings of light, may you be blessed. Begin to breathe easily and deeply. Feel a warm rain falling all around your body. Let that rain wash away the week. Wash away anything that the world may have left with you that you do not wish to carry forward, whether it is anger or resentment or pain. Give it to the rain and let it be washed away from your field. Feel the crown open and feel the bright golden light above your head. And let that golden light flow like liquid into your body. Feel the crown open to receive the energy of the universe. And let the golden light make your crown more open, so that you are always able to receive the gifts that the universe truly wants you to receive. Feel the golden light flow into the third eye and cleanse the third eye and strengthen it so that your intuition becomes strong and sure and supported by the universe. Feel the golden light flow into your throat and let the golden light clear away all the communication that makes you doubt yourself, that makes you doubt what you know. Feel all of that gone. And let the throat contain all of the energy of what is true for you and supportive of you and good for you. Let the golden light flow down through your body and into your heart. And feel the golden light nourish the garden in your heart. Send nurturance and strength to everything that is dear to you. Feel the golden light flow into your solar plexus. And let the golden light become the agent that displaces any of the emotions that are causing you pain or limiting you or taking away your courage. Let all of those emotions leave your body. Feel the golden light flow down your body and into the second center. and feel the golden light in your second center. And let it move out judgment, shame from the past, judgment that may have been visited on you, that never should have been visited on you. Let your body be free of it and your energy field be free of it. Feel the golden light flow down through your body and into the root. And know that your root center is the place where all of your energy is combining who you are, what you love, and what you are going to do moving forward for yourself and for the world you are living in. Feel all of the energy for that patterning forming in your root. Let the golden light fill your body. Move to every place where you need wisdom, where you need healing, where you need abundance. Become the golden child you were always intended to be. Go into your heart center again and be in your garden. Be aware of what is growing there. See the beauty of what you've created. Find the place where you go to rest, where you go for comfort, where you go for peace. Find the water that flows and drink from that water to refresh your spirit. And look around in your heart center and see that a path has become lighted. Walk to that path, knowing that that path will take you exactly where you need to go. Step on the path. Let the path begin to move you upward. No effort is required to move higher. And know that the air around you is full of blessing, full of everything that you need. Walk up the path. Come to the place of triumph. And in this energy, know that you are moving in triumph and that you are no longer falling back from it. Feel the energy of triumph. Let it fill your body. And know that it is good. And see if there is a color or a symbol in this place that you can key to when you need to remember triumph. Move back to the path and let the path move you upward again, still breathing in all that blesses you, cares for you. and come to a place of surprise. And in this energy, open up the part of you that can know and thrive in surprise, the surprises that the universe sends you, the things that you may never have thought you would have, but the goodness that comes to you when you were not expecting it. Open to this place and to this energy, and let your life be open to the surprise of the goodness of the universe. And see if there is a color or a symbol here. Return to the path and let the path move upward. And come to the place of the gift. Resting the mind, know the gift. Now send your thanks up to the universe for the gifts you've received. And turn and walk down the path again, knowing that all is still as it was before, rich and full of life and energy. Come back into your heart center and begin to breathe into your body to balance and to ground. When you've grounded, open your eyes.